Okay, so we said last week that we're talking now about the Kedima. Who comes first in getting your Maisha money? Assuming that all the people are... we didn't yet discuss who's fit to take Maisha money. But assuming that all things are equal, that the people are all fit to get Maisha money, who comes first? So he says like this, Seder HaKedima. What is the order of preference or of... priority, that's the word I'm looking for, thank you. What's the priority in giving tzedakah? Hu atzmo, you come first. Then, and we already said last week, what does that mean, you come first? If you need tzedakah, what is that called, needing tzedakah? Some hold it means that you don't have what to eat. Most shittas hold, it depends on time, place, and person. What is called that you don't have enough to survive a normal existence for your time, place, and personality. Okay. Therefore, it's a very subjective thing. After you comes your wife. And we also explained last week, that's when the money is the husband's. But if the money is equal to the husband and wife, then the wife is you. Okay. You can mean you woman or you man. But if the money is the husband, then the you is the husband. And the wife comes next. Then your children, small children, less than 6 years old. Right? They are dependent on you. Right? They can't go out and get a job at six or whatever, less than six. So they're your dependents. And therefore, you come first. That's you, your wife, your little children. Next, your father and mother. And even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that somebody who supports his father and mother with miser money is not a nice thing, gets a klala for it, right? But lemaisa, that's the only way you can support them properly, right? Then you can take it from maisa money too, to support father and mother, right? And we'll see that even if you could support them with regular money, you could still use maisa. It may not be, desirable, but it's mutter.
Why isn't it desirable?
Because if the parents know you're using Meiser money and they're the recipients of tzedakah, it's demeaning to them. Okay, so they don't know about it. They don't know that you're using Meiser money. It could be that it's not so terrible. Aviv, then comes your grandfather. Father's father comes first before your mother's father. Aim Aviv, and your father's father comes before your father's mother. Okay, and then what's it called? Then comes children over six, then grandchildren, then brothers and sisters.
Are we allowed any children over six?
Any children over six who need the money, who are poor. Okay, and then what's it called? We'll see though how much you can use of this on your own family, right? Who not necessarily poor but just dependent, because children over six usually are in the house. Children over 60, but children over 6, right, they're in the house. And then what's it called? Brothers and sisters from the father's side, and brothers and sisters from the mother's side. If you have half brother and half sister, what's it called? So if it's the father's family is a closer relation than the mother's family.
Could the Rav mention the grandparents on the mother's side?
Yeah.
Could the Rav mention that?
Yeah, I think we did. Right, Aviv, yeah, but that's grandfather of your wife's grandfather also. He doesn't mention it, but the Torah is the same thing. And then all other relatives who, in some eventuality, could be your issue, could inherit from you. And after you finish with all your relatives, they come first, then comes neighbors, then comes people of your city, and then comes people of a different city. And what's considered, what's it called, people of your own city, anybody from Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, in Aniyei Eretz Yisrael come, they all have an equal. But if you're all from Eretz Yisrael, then the aniyim of your own city come before the aniyim of a different city in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's aniyim of Chutz Laaretz, and Anim of Eretz Yisrael, the Anim of Eretz Yisrael have the same status as Aniyei Ircha, as people from your city.
Okay. Did Rav mention neighbors of...
What?
The neighbors is the same thing as those in your city, or is that...
No, neighbors are closer.
Closer.
Right. First your own shchuna, your own neighborhood, and then the people of that city in general.
Right, so it doesn't mean like your own building. What's all about shchuna?
Yeah, whatever the closer, yeah. The people in your own building, if you have, let's say, if you have a shchuna where there's buildings and a lot of buildings, not the people in your building come first. People closer to you have more of, you have more responsibility.
There are places where a person doesn't really know everybody on the block, and if there's somebody in their next block, they do know.
Yeah, I don't know if it has to do with who you know. It has to do with who's closer to you, that people that you have responsibility to.
So close is only geographically closer.
I think so. I'm not sure. I hear the question.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Does physical proximity mean if someone's in your neighbor or from your city or from Eretz Yisrael, does that usurp in any way the family team?
No.
Even what if
family comes first, then
somebody who's a little bit further family member is also your neighbor or is also from your city.
Yeah, but there the reason is because he's your family member. The proximity doesn't make a difference. Proximity only comes in after family. But if you have family who are equal, but they live in different places, right? Lechora, the fact that they live closer doesn't make them more responsible, because you're chayiv to them because of the family relationship, not because of their proximity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Family members, right, come for all their needs, okay, even before other aniyim who don't have what to eat. But you have responsibility to your family first to make sure their needs are taken care of. And again, what their needs are means needs that would make them not an ani, and that, like we said, is very subjective.
I understand. Why is it not considered somebody who, in the type of relationship you have to somebody, not family, just to how close a person is. I would imagine someone who has greater interaction between one person has more responsibility to that person than to somebody else.
I don't know. But it's not called a korov. So krovim only goes till, I think, third cousins or something like that. After that, it's not even considered krovim.
Fine, so not korov. After korov, it should be moved
out. But it could be krovim that you don't have any connection to still because they're korov. So somebody has a connection to, that's not, I don't know, that's not a korov, and it's not aniyei yircha. Right? It's either people closer to you. I don't know if closer means because you interact with them. I don't know. I don't know.
Right, so I don't know something that Krov. After the Krov, why not Mot Av before people of Yom City?
I don't know. Because it's not, that's not a, right, it's not a, a category.
Well,
I don't know
why.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
I think Rav said something about close, if, like him giving to his parents.
What?
Rav said something about one that gives mice to his parents, they take a call. It's not nice. It's not.
Yeah, because it's demeaning to the parents to know they're being supported by tzedakah money.
But can you do it in a way that
they don't know?
That they don't know. Like, is there a specific way that you can do it?
They know you're not feeling, that you're helping out. They're helping them out, and not necessarily using them as a means to give tzedakah. They don't know that they're an object of tzedakah. Okay, in all of these, women come before men, because the bezayin to a woman is bigger. She can't, for a woman to have to go door to door to ask for nedavas is much more an embarrassment and a humiliation than for a man. Man can go around asking for money. A woman, it's more humiliating for a woman. So therefore, when you have men or women, the women come first. Okay.
And I thought sort of Rav read out the list, it was the men that came first, the father and then the mother.
That's
grandfather and grandmother.
What?
Grandfather's before grandmother.
Well, the whole list, it was the men.
No, it didn't say, it said the
father's side
and mother's side. But from the father's side and mother's side, if it's a question of giving to the grandfather, say they're divorced or something, so you're not giving them, then the grandmother comes before the grandfather. as a woman.
So, if you have a woman and a man both collecting tzedakah outside the shul, you're supposed to give to the woman first?
Yeah. Okay, when it comes to neighbors, he says, you have to give the closer neighbor first. So if you have a neighbor that lives two blocks down, a neighbor lives next building, you have to give to the neighbor that's closer. So you see that it's really a geographic kind of thing. Okay, then the next level of kirva is your Rebbe. Your Rebbe comes before Stama Talmud Chacham, even if the Talmud Chacham is greater than your Rebbe, but the fact that he's your Rebbe, right? And that's any Rebbe, not even a Rebbe Mufak. After that comes Rabbo Mufak. Rabbo Mufak is even before a father. If it's your Rebbe that you learn most of your learning from, he's your Rebbe Mufak, and he needs money and your father needs money, the Rebbe comes first. Because the Rebbe will bring you into the world to come, and your father just brought you into this world. If your father's also your Rebbe, then it may be different. If he's not a Rebbe Mufak, then the father comes before the Rebbe. Even if the father's not a Talmud Chacham at all. And if the Rebbe takes money from you to teach you, then the father comes first no matter what. He's only a Rabbo Mufak if he doesn't, you have to pay, you don't have to pay tuition. You have to pay tuition, then even a Rabbo Mufak takes second fiddle to a father. Okay. Aniye Ircha means people who actually live in that city, right? And they come first before Aniyim who come from a different city to that city. Okay? And they have to be living in that city. They can't be like children, right? Somebody, what's it called, who was born in Matityahu but lives in Kiryat Sefer is not called Aniye Ircha to people of Matityahu. Only the people who actually live here. Not people who originally were from here or whatever and now live somewhere else. Yeshiva Bachrim, who live in a certain city, right? Even though they're not kavua there, mamish, but while they're learning there, they're kavua, they come, what's it called, before Aniye Ircha of that same city who are not Talmidei Chacham, who are Olamei Haaretz. Okay. And that there's a big machlokas. Some hold that if you have a Talmud Chacham from a different city and an Am Haaretz from your city, that still Aniye Ircha come first. And others hold no. That's only where they're both either both Amei Haaretz or both Talmidei Chachamim. But if the Talmud Chacham is from a different city and the Am Haaretz is from your city, the Kedim of a Talmud Chacham comes before the Am Haaretz from your city.
How do you measure these things?
He's Talmud Chacham or not? I don't know. It has to be pretty intent, clear. Not this one knows a little bit more than this one or whatever. Okay. Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael come before Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz. Somebody is collecting from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. They have a din as if they're Aniye Ircha in the same city. And the people from Yerushalayim come before other Aniye Yisrael. So that means that what's it called? Even Aniye Yircha and you have Aniye Yerushalayim have a din of equal. If somebody comes from Yerushalayim to collect here, they have a din of Aniye Yircha too. And Yerushalayim is not just if they come from the old city. If they come from the old city, they're probably not poor. If they live in the old city. Every place in Yerushalayim has the same din, okay, and okay. Okay. What else? Somebody who is mefursim to be a Baal Maisim, he's not a Talmud Chacham, but he's known to be a Baal Maisim Tovim. He helps people and he's involved with all these chesed things. He also has a kedima as a Talmud Chacham, a Baal Maisim Tovim. Somebody who excels in Maisim Tovim. Okay? Yuchsin. A Kohen comes before a Levi. Again, given that everything else is equal, a Kohen comes before a Levi, and a Levi comes before Yisrael. And a Yisrael comes before a Chalol, and a challel comes before a shtuki, and we're not going to go into it. A shtuki before an asufi, and an asufi before a mamzer. So mamzer comes to collect money, he's pretty much low on the totem pole.
Okay. Gerah is in that order?
Yeah, no, mamzer comes before an asin, and the sin becomes before a ger. Which I really don't understand, because a special mitzvah of the Ahavtemis Ager, right? So why should a ger be, right, the bottom is only, the only thing less than a ger is an Eved Meshuchrer. An Eved, the Eved Kanani who was let free. He's also a ger, but he also was an Eved. I really don't understand, because the Maisi has a special mitzvah in our Torah to the Ahavtemis Ager and to help him out, right? And that's part of the Ava. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Gerim and gives them Lechem v'Simla.
So, is this talking about a Ger Tzedek or a Ger Toshav?
No, Ger Tzedek. So I don't
because aside from the fact of Vahavtim as a Ger, also, you know,
because,
no, it's, yeah, but it's also Almona Yosef Vager Asher B'Sharecha.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't understand.
And even after, before, without that, a year should be before Mamzer Nesin.
Why? These were at least.
But the order of the Mishnah and the Kedushin.
Yeah, but that's not. No, that's in the Kedushin. It's only because who they can marry, and a year can marry more people. But as Yichus, he has less of a Yichus. They come from two Yisraelim. All these other ones. He comes from Goyim. Yichus is less. The Kedushin, he's not lowest on the totem pole because he can marry more people. That's the Mishnah Kedushin. Over here, it's the Gabi, his Yichus is lower than the other ones because they're total Jews. They come from total Jews.
What were some of those things in the middle?
What?
What were some of those things in the middle?
They're all people who their father is not known who he is. They don't know, you know, who his father was, or he just was, what's it called, you don't even know who his mother was, he's, you know, an abandoned child or something like that. So you don't know if he's kosher, he's not kosher. Mamzer, you know for sure, is not kosher. Whatever. But that doesn't affect you giving him tzedakah. Just affects marrying him.
Are all these things equally true when one lives in a place where, you know, whether it's in the food forest or here,
yeah,
where governments give entitlements for people who are...
So then they're not poor. Right? Then they have money. Right? So again, but if we're all the government entitlements, they're still poor people. Right? It's a different story.
Well, they may not have somebody who runs in front of them with a...
No, but then maybe they're not used to that either. Right? If they're, you know, rich people who now have to worry about getting food stamps is one thing. So if they're people who grew up on food stamps, then that's, you know, that's their parnasa. So then they have a parnasa. The government provides a parnasa. What's the difference?
Well, it should depend, because the Rav said that for a family, all the needs comes before...
All their needs are taken care of by the government. Right, then they're still poor. Yeah, so it doesn't make sense where the money comes from. So the question is, how much do they have? What do they need?
The criterion's not how much money they have now. The criterion's all these levels that the Rav mentioned.
Right, but it has to be that they're all other things are given equal. In other words, the people are really poor. But if you have, you know, what's it called, a father who's, you know, a rich man, you don't have to give him tzedakah before you give it to other people. He's not roy to get the tzedakah. But if his needs aren't taken care of, and other people have maybe even more needs, but they're not your father, father comes first. But it has to be that he's an Ani, because otherwise he's not fit to take Maaser Ksavim Multiyah. We're talking about somebody who's an Ani who's fit to take Maaser Ksavim. Unfortunately, we didn't get to that yet. I think when we come back, that's the next thing. Who is fit to get Maaser? Not who comes first, but who is roy to get altogether. That's the
like a criminal or a gambler.
Those are we'll see. Those are Yotzim in a clown. You give money to somebody who's poor, but he's the cause of his poverty, and all you're doing is feeding his habit. Yeah, that's something. That's a legitimate question.
We just had two different gradations. One according to where they are and how they're related, and another one about yichus and whatever.
Right.
So how do they come together?
We'll see.
If you have a father who's a Kohen and a father who's a Levi, right? If you have the and anything similar to that.
No, you have a close neighbor,
right? Who's a Kohen, and a close neighbor who's a Levi.
No,
that's when it's a nafkamina.
Oh.
But otherwise, the close neighbor comes, who happens to be a Yisrael, comes before a Kohen or a Levi who's not ani yircha. But if you have two ani yircha, and one's a Kohen, one's a Levi, that's where this comes in. This is not a category to itself. It's within the categories. Now you break it down more. That's okay. I don't think that too much we have this problem of, you know, we don't have that much money to give out altogether. And by the time you give it to anybody, right, there's not that many people around to get the rest, what's left over.
So when people come to the Rav for a letter,
now, I asked him, are you my relative or not? Especially if they're rich, then I asked him even more.